Hello, sex fans, and welcome back. Today is Monday, April 12th, 2010, and you are lucky enough to be listening to the podcast edition of Dr. Dick's Sex Advice with an Edge, with your host, that savagely scintillating sexologist, Dr. Dick. That would be me.
This is the most exciting day of my life.
No doubt. Well, stick around, because there is more to come. We're back from spring break, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. This week and next, I'll be catching up on the questions that have been piling up since our last question and answer session back in February. And there's a shitload of them, don't you know? But before we get to that, a word from our sponsor. Today's program is once again brought to you by Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library. You know, even though I get tons of email from folks looking for my advice, I can only respond to a limited number of inquiries at any given time. But that doesn't mean that I don't care about everyone who writes in. I do. That's why I've set up my How-To Video Library. You'll find a link to this great resource right there on the front page of drdicksexadvice.com. Look for the Video On Demand tab.
Yes, let's do something wild.
I see you're getting in the mood. The Video Library is the go-to place for all of you who have sexual performance questions. You'll be able to watch all kinds of deliciously entertaining, delightfully enriching, and oh-so-informative videos right from the comfort of your own home. How sweet is that?
Up or down, ladies?
You're such a gentleman. I'd also like to remind you of the toll-free, lickety-split, sex advice podcast voicemail hotline at 866-422-5680. Got a question or comment? Want to rant or rave a bit? Or maybe you just want to talk dirty for a minute or two. Why not get it off your chest and give Dr. Dick a call? It's free. The number again is 866-422-5680. No need to be shy, my friends, because this is voicemail. No human is going to answer your call, least of all me. And besides, calling the hotline will almost guarantee you a place in one of my podcasts. Okay, on with the show. Speaking of voicemail, let's go there first.
Hi, this is Cassandra, and I'm really curious how you actually overcome the fascination of wanting anal sex. What do you do? And what does it take? Have a great day.
You're pulling my leg, right? Cassandra, darling, I don't get it. You have a fascination with wanting some hot backdoor action, is that correct? Am I supposed to gather from this rather roundabout way of putting things that you have yet to explore as fucking? That's what it sounds like to me. If I'm correct in this assumption, the surefire way of overcoming this or any fascination of wanting this or anything else is to indulge yourself in the very thing you've been wanting. This is not rocket science. Once you have a taste of what you desire, you'll no longer need to overcome a fascination. However, if by chance you are actually wondering if you want to enjoy your butthole or not, and you want to discover this on your own without the pressure of having a partner present, then I suggest that you do a little experimentation on your own. Allow me to introduce you to the wonderful world of butt plugs. Not sure what a butt plug is, or why you would want one, or maybe you sure enough know what a butt plug is when you see one, but you just don't know how to go about choosing the right one for you. Well, never fear, because Dr. Dick is here with another one of his handy-dandy sex toy advisories, Plug Your Hole in 3 Easy Steps. A butt plug is an anal stimulation device that allows you to enjoy sustained anal pleasure and prostate stimulation for the menfolk without the worry of having your toy fall out, or worse, disappear up your hole. Let's look at the typical butt plug to get a feel for how it works. Unlike most dildos and other anal toys, a butt plug is shorter and has a unique shape. The insertable part is often a tapered cone or teardrop shape, designed for easy insertion, and then that filled-up feeling when it's in place. The plug tapers more dramatically near the base into a notch. This allows your sphincter muscle to close down on the plug, keeping it firmly in place. Finally, the wide base keeps it from slipping inside your bum. Pretty gall-darn clever, huh? But why would I want a plug in my butt, you might ask? That, my friend, is a question only a novice butt pirate would ask. Unfamiliar with the joys of butt play, are you? Well, here's the 411 on anal pleasuring. Your bum is chock full of nerve endings that, when stimulated, induce intense pleasure. But a butt plug can be worn for hours at a time for sustained doses of devilish delight. Once you decide to give a butt plug a try, you'll have loads of options to choose from. There are a slew of different sizes, shapes, colors, and textures. They come in several different materials, and some of them even vibrate. How fun is that? So, let's take a look at all of these options in turn. Start with size. If you are new to the whole anal thing, I recommend that you try something small. You'll want an insertable length of less than 4 inches and a diameter of 2.5 inches or less. Feeling a bit more daring? Want to increase the insertable length and or diameter? Knock yourself out, my friend. There are dozens of sizes available. Next, you choose the material. Got the dimensions you want, but not sure what kind of material you want plugging your hole? I know that sounds funny, but it may actually matter what you insert where the sun don't shine. Say, Dr. Dick, how do I know what material is best for me? Excellent question. Among the most popular materials are, first, latex, the granddaddy of sex toy material. It's inexpensive, soft, and flexible, but it's porous, thus less hygienic and very difficult to clean. Silicone is next. A non-latex product comes in two varieties, firm and soft. It's durable and long-lasting, easy to maintain, hypoallergenic, and you can sterilize silicone toys by boiling them. Consider stainless steel or aluminum. Both are smooth, hard, and inflexible. They are super durable and last a long, long time. They're non-porous, easy to maintain, hypoallergenic, and you can sterilize stainless steel and aluminum toys by boiling them. Then there are beautiful Pyrex glass butt plugs. Pyrex glass is smooth and inflexible, but they're a work of art. It's also super durable, long-lasting, non-porous, easy to maintain, hypoallergenic, and you can sterilize Pyrex toys by boiling them. Next, you choose texture. Most butt plugs come in an array of textures, like bulged, nodulated, nubbed, ribbed, smooth, studded, swirled, veined, and velvety. Butt plugs come in loads of delectable colors and even more shades and hues. Looking for something rosy red or jet black? Something to match your eyes or your day glow lime undies? You'll not have a difficulty finding your heart's desire. Good luck! Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail hotline telephone number you keep talking about? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Don't be shy. Let it fly. Up next, we have an exchange I had with a fellow named Angel. He writes, I've a friend that has HPV. We spoke about being together, but I'm nervous about this because I don't know enough about HPV. Like, how safe would it be if we were to mess around or have sex? I wait to hear back from you. Thank you for your time. Okay, here's what I know, Angel. HPV, or human papilloma virus, is a common virus that infects the skin and mucous membranes. There are about 100 types of HPV. Approximately 30 of those are spread through genital contact, typically fucking. Around 12 of those types are called low-risk types of HPV, which can cause genital warts. In addition, there are approximately 15 high-risk types of HPV that can cause cervical cancer. It's estimated that 80% of all women and 50% of men and women combined will get one or more types of genital HPV at some point in their lives. As you can see, this is a very common and widespread virus. However, it's relatively easy to protect yourself. Simply use a condom. You were going to do that anyway, right? Angel writes back with, "Yes, okay, then, sorry, I just figured it would be easier to be safe and just not go there. We are really good friends, and I don't want to wreck that by worrying about what I may or may not catch. He doesn't want me to use condoms for oral sex." Angel, "I don't suppose that you happen to know what kind of HPV this person has, do you? That makes a big difference, don't you know? Many people are unclear on the risks associated with oral sex and HPV. It can be passed during oral sex, but it's rare. To reduce the risk of infection during unprotected oral sex, limit exposure to sexual fluids and ensure that no cuts or lesions are present in your mouth or on your partner's genitals. But in the end, your safest bet is to use a condom. If he doesn't want you to use a condom, tell him to go suck his own dick. Good luck." Next, we hear from Ned, who's 59 and writes from the USA. "My wife enjoys using my penis as a tic-tac dispenser. I insert one or several into my urethra. Shortly afterwards, she sucks them out. It's enjoyment for us both. My question, sometimes there's a little discomfort that usually goes away in a day or two. Is there something I can use to lessen this sensation? Is this practice too risky to continue? And can I do damage to myself?" Alrighty then, this is pretty out there, Ned. I have to say, no one's ever reported being a human tic-tac dispenser before. So, you get some extra points for novel use of your pecker. But, I'm sitting here trying to imagine how this play got started. I mean, who had the brilliant idea to shove tic-tacs in your piss slit first? You or your wife? It's not like I haven't heard a lot of guys tell me about the odd things that they've slipped into their urethra. And you know what? It's generally a guy thing. I've not had a woman report such activity. I do know a couple women who are into using urethra sounds, but nothing more exotic than that. In terms of the guys, though, I could tell you stories that would make your hair stand on end. You say sometimes there's a little discomfort that usually goes away in a day or two. You don't say. Several things could cause the discomfort you report. Two come to mind immediately. One, the mint in the Tic Tacs will no doubt be an irritant to the sensitive mucosa in your urethra. You're forcing the Tic Tacs into your piss slit without using lubrication will also cause discomfort. Is this practice risky? Probably. I've never encouraged anyone to slip anything into their urethra that is not sterile, and Tic Tacs are decidedly not sterile. However, if you insist on continuing this play, the least you can do is add a drop of lube to each Tic Tac before insertion. Just know that if you're not careful, such behaviors carry a risk of severe irritation, tearing of your urethra, or a nasty urinary tract infection, which can become even more serious if it spreads to your bladder or kidneys. My rule of thumb is, when considering unique uses for one's body parts, if there's pain, something is amiss. If you can diminish the pain by being more thoughtful and careful about how or what you are doing, well, then things will probably be better than if you didn't. Good luck. Hey, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail hotline telephone number again? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Write it down. 866-422-5680. Next, we hear from a woman who identifies herself as That Chick. She's 24 and writes from Tallahassee. Can a big dick mess up my insides? Well, that depends on the guy who's swinging the big pipe, darling. If he knows what he's doing, if he's thoughtful and a considerate lover, if he listens to the feedback you're giving him about his cockmanship, there shouldn't be a problem. However, each woman's vagina is uniquely configured. Some women can abide a thick dick, but not a long one. That's because a long cock can often bump up against her cervix, and that can be very uncomfortable indeed. In other words, when you're driving a big rig, more care and caution is advised. Good luck. Next, we hear from Robert, who's 46, again writes from the USA. That's really a generic place, that USA. He writes, is there a form of generic Viagra, and do most insurance pay for it? I don't think that there are officially sanctioned generic Viagra on the market, but there appear to be several Viagra-type knockoffs, and a lot of these drugs are coming to us from dubious sources in Asia. I'd not risk it if I were you. And no, I don't think that most insurance would pay for it. They don't reimburse for actual Viagra. Why would they reimburse for a knockoff? And an option that you may not have considered is an herbal alternative to pharmaceuticals like Viagra. There are dozens and dozens of these types of products on the market. Herbal alternatives are less expensive than the pharmaceuticals they mimic. But this is an unregulated industry, so you're never quite sure what you are getting unless you buy from a reputable company. I've reviewed several herbal erectile dysfunction treatments, or boner pills as we like to call them, in the past. You can find the review results by searching my site using the word herbal Viagra. Good luck. In the last few weeks alone, I've received at least a dozen emails just like the one that follows. We hear from Sanju, who's a female, 20 years old, living in India. She writes, does ass fucking lead to any kind of pregnancy? And is it safe? Is there any disadvantage if you are doing it for the first time? Wait a minute. Is there more than one kind of pregnancy? If so, I want to know about it. Okay, if we're talking about the one and only kind of pregnancy, the answer is no, you can't get pregnant through ass-fucking. Is it safe? And are there any disadvantages? The answers to these questions are yes and no, respectively. But here's a tip. It appears to me that you are not totally down with the basics of human reproduction. I wholeheartedly suggest that you do some remedial study on the topic, and that the internet is the place to start. Search using words like human reproduction. Find out where your uterus is. It's the only place in your body where you can conceive a baby. Now, see how your uterus is connected to the outside world. You'll notice that the only way into your uterus is through your vagina. Nothing in your rectum connects to your uterus. Get it? Got it? Good. Once you have the basics down, then I want you to come back to my site and search it using the keywords tutorial for a bottom, and then search for tutorial for a top. These easy-to-understand presentations will tell you everything you need to know to get started with some hot monkey ass lovin'. Good luck. Next, we hear from a male who's 28 and identifies himself as sexed out. He writes from Toledo. My wife wants to have sex every night, but it's been 3 years, and I just can't fuck like I used to. What do I do? Really? You're 28 and you can't give up the bump at least once a day? Holy cow, what's up with you? Are you stressed out, sleep deprived, overweight? Are you on any medications like antidepressants or antihistamines? Listen, if you can't fuck like you used to, what can you fuck like? Is this a libido thing? An interest thing? A boredom thing? Would you know how to pleasure your wife without taxing your pathetic, worn-out peanut? If not, that's where I think you should begin looking for answers to your question, what do I do? There is so much more to sexual satisfaction for both women and men than the old in and out. Here's where your biggest sex organ, the one between your ears, will come in handy. Why not try some sex toys, read some erotica, look into some kinky stuff, or check out the category section in the sidebar of my site. Scroll down till you see the enrichment category. There's a subcategory under that called sexual enrichment. Choose that and you will be presented with a treasure trove of ideas in both written and podcast form. There are tons of topics under the lifestyle and relationship category and the sex therapy category. Check them out. You'll be so glad you did. Good luck. One more time, Dr. Dick, what is that toll-free podcast voicemail hotline telephone number? Why, it's 866-422-5680. Again, 866-422-5680, and it's free. Next, we hear from Ricky, who's 21, writes from New York. My partner, he uses a condom during anal sex, but when he's ready to come, he pulls it off and comes in my face. Is this safe? This is called a facial pup, and it's completely safe unless you get your partner's spunk in your eyes. That'll burn like crazy. And finally, we hear from a young man who identifies himself as Manson. I was born with hypospadias, and I was operated on 3 times during my life. The last operation was when I was 16. I'm now 21. My problem is that my penis is only 11 centimeters or 4.3 inches. I'm a Middle Eastern man, and I'm worried about my penis size since I've heard it won't grow longer after the age of 21 through 25. What's the best method of penis enlargement that you can suggest in my case? Thank you. First, a quick review of what hypospadias is for those unfamiliar with the term. It's an abnormality in the urethra in some men. It involves an unusual placed urinary meatus, or piss slit. Instead of the opening being at the tip of the glands, or dickhead, a hypospadic urethra opens anywhere on a line running from the tip of the dude's cock along the underside of the shaft to where it meets the base. Now, Manson. While your cock falls on the smaller end of the spectrum, it still is near the average. You might want to Google average penis size and see what you find. It's true what you suspect. Don't count on your dick growing any larger than it is. And frankly, there is no effective methods for permanent enlargement. Here's what I wrote to another young man who wanted to grow his dick bigger. Geez, this is about my least favorite topic of all. I keep promising myself that I won't respond to any more "how do I grow my dick bigger" questions. And then along comes a young pup like you and asks the question again. Here's a tip. Everything I have to say about cock enlargement schemes I've already said. If you really want to know my thoughts about this wearisome topic, scroll down the left-hand side of DrDickSexAdvice.com and find the category section. Then look for the category cock shape, cock size, and jelking. Once you've read through all of the columns and listened to all the podcasts, you will have all the information you seek. But since you're a youngin and you did take the time to call in your concern, I will respond in kind. First, you're not even completely through puberty yet, John, so if you just chill out for a couple more years until your growing spurt is complete, you might find that nature itself will resolve the issue for you. If, by chance, you find that by your 18th birthday your cock is no bigger than it currently is, then it's time to make your peace with your peace. Because basically that's the dick you're going to have to work with the rest of your life. In other words, you have about as much chance of growing a bigger dick than what your genetics has determined for you as you do growing your feet bigger, or adding inches to your height, or changing the color of your skin. It's simply not going to happen. There is no way of safely increasing either the width or the length of your Johnson short of surgical intervention, and I never recommend that. Just like there are ways to give the illusion of bigger feet, darker or lighter skin, or being taller than you really are, there are things you can do to create the illusion that you're growing yourself a bigger dick. But all the creams, jelking, the pumps, the weights, and what have you will only have a short-term effect if they have any effect at all. In the end, you will have spent a whole lot of money, wasted a lot of time, being consumed with a great deal of anxiety, and possibly even injure yourself to wind up having what you've already had and not significantly more. May I suggest that you practice accepting what genetics has determined for you in terms of cock size and everything else, because that will give you more time and energy to learn how to use what you have to the greatest effect. Luckily, our capacity to be good and even great lovers has nothing to do with the size of our dick. And anyone who tries to tell you different is pulling your leg. I hope that's helpful. Well, that's it for today, sex fans. Tune in next week at this time when we celebrate our 200th podcast and more Sex Advice with an Edge with your host, me, Dr. Dick. Again, this week's podcast sponsor is Dr. Dick's How-To Video Library.
So, are we still on for tonight? Because it is going to be epic.
Listen up, buckaroos. Thanks to this amazing technology, you'll be able to watch your choice of smut from the comfort of your own home. With just a little prompting from you, they're going to come gushing out of your computer like nobody's business. Check it out. You'll find a link to this fabulous sex resource right there on the front page of DrDickSexAdvice.com. Look for the tab that reads Video On Demand. There is never a membership fee. This is a pay-per-minute sort of deal. Remember that your pay-per-view minutes allow you to watch whatever content you want for whatever length of time you choose. Pretty gall darn sweet, huh?
You don't understand. For her, sex is not something that you have to do after the 12th date. She uses it to suck men in and bleed them dry.
Sucking men in and bleeding them dry. I love it. Listen, there's one more thought. I hope that you're also following my two other interviews series which appear on Wednesdays. One is called Sex Education. I converse with prominent practitioners, educators, and advocates of unconventional sexual expressions and lifestyles. And we investigate the world of fetish sex and kink. The other is called Sex Wisdom. Here I chat with researchers, educators, clinicians, pundits, and philosophers who are making news and reshaping how we look at our sexual selves. I can assure you that these conversations will be well worth the time you spend with us. And look for all of Dr. Dick's podcasts on iTunes. You'll find me in the podcast section, obviously, under Health subcategory Sexuality. Or just search for Dr. Dick's Sex Advice. Don't forget to subscribe and feel free to leave a comment when you do. Until next week, remember, sex is good. And good sex? Why, that's even better. Over and out.